Are you ready to be transformed? You're about to spend a life-changing hour with a woman who's done more than just talk about dramatic self-transformation. She achieved it, then literally wrote the book on it, leaving countless success stories in her wake. Will yours be next? Find out now and every Friday on The Kat James Show. And now your host, Kat James.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Kat James Show. I'm Kat James, and I hope you're ready to be transformed, because today we continue a series, a two-part series, I'm calling Transform Your Holidays, Transform Your Health. And this is something that takes me out of the usual realm of interviewing various health experts on the cutting edge and into literally the kitchens of attendees of my Total Transformation programs. And many of you listening are becoming familiar with what those are. It's a program based on and inspired by my own transformation after an eating disorder and a very major health decline around the age of 24 that I eventually pieced together, which turned around my eating disorder. I lost an incredible amount of weight, reversed autoimmune disorders, corrected neurotransmitter issues, thyroid issues, and on and on. And this is something that I've devoted my life to for about 10 years, for those of you who are just joining us. And the program, again, is called Total Transformation. You can learn more about the program at thekatjamesshow.com. And today, we're going to really focus on a very important aspect of it, which is what I call feeding and cultivating beauty. There's a specific principle I call low-impact eating, different than low-carb, different than low-glycemic, and I'll explain, as I did last week, that counting carbs, for example, still leaves a lot of metabolically vulnerable people in a situation where they're still able to spike their blood sugar and prevent themselves from attaining what is known as sensitivity to insulin. That's pretty widely known, the concept of insulin and stabilizing one's blood sugar. What's lesser known is the regaining of sensitivity to a hormone called leptin. Leptin, unlike insulin, it has a greater command over our weight and our appetite. And when you gain sensitivity to leptin, which you will at the very same time that you gain sensitivity to insulin, and I learned that from Dr. Ron Rosedale, one of the foremost experts on leptin, but when you do this, and very few people know, it only takes a few days. It could take as little as 5 days or 2 weeks, that if you do that, life is very different. And I found that out by trial and error in a very trying time of facing a liver disorder after 13 years of bulimia. I have been able to successfully recreate this situation of resensitizing to these hormones, not knowing I was doing that for about 7 of those 10 years, over the last 10 years, and am so lucky to have some guests join me today who have recently been on this program, and one who I'm going to bring on in just a moment, who has been doing this for more than a year. Again, it's Total Transformation, based on my just recently re-released best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. And we're going to focus on the kitchen today because the holidays are upon us. And what I want for people to do, and the reason that I am kind of stepping out of the usual format of the show to devote 2 weeks to really upgrading the ingredients that you use, upgrading the recipes, your traditional family recipes. This is not about recreating the wheel or reinventing the wheel, I should say, and, you know, getting out the Julia Child cookbooks. This is about what do you love, what does your family love, and how can we transform your holiday into something that doesn't fill you with that little bit of dread, you know, the dread of facing all that temptation, the dread of sabotaging your own health, and really will also take away that eternal tug of war between self-deprivation and self-sabotage. And so without any further delay, I'd love to bring on Kathy Strong. She is an accomplished photographer based in Atlanta who has shot the photography. One of the aspects of my Total Transformation programs is a makeover photo shoot. The reason being is that my better-known background during the 90s was in the world of beauty as one of the top makeup artists of the 90s. So one of the aspects of these programs is that we do a world-class makeover photo shoot. And so Kathy attended my program as a photographer and shot the program about a year ago, and really just intending to do just that. Shoot photographs, and ate along with us with this strategic, low-impact approach. And I failed to mention what makes it different than low-glycemic is that low-glycemic often allows some low-glycemic foods, which are actually still blood sugar spiking. So she partook, if that's the right word, in this way of eating for the 5 days that people generally stay with me, either in the chalet outside of Asheville in the mountains, and that's the mountain chalet program, or the one coming up, one of the oceanfront programs, this one coming up being at St. Simon's Island. And so she just was shooting these glorious photographs and had an experience that has affected her life from here on out. Kathy, thank you for making the time to be on the show today.
Hi, Kat.
And I would love for you to, you know, in the limited time that we have, sort of summarize what you expected when you were just going to, you know, fulfill the photographer role. I know you had heard some things about the program, but what you felt while you were at the program and what has happened since and how your holidays are going to change.
Oh, it's just the biggest thing that I have to say is that this really has changed my whole life. Absolutely changed my whole life. Have been in pursuit of health and trying desperately, you know, not to get cancer and to avoid aging, et cetera, for years now. But your program just absolutely changed my life. Where shall I begin?
You know, I mean, really about what you felt, and I want to focus on the food experience. Maybe I know that your father. Your father, a cardiologist of all things, would have probably turned white had he seen the kinds of food that I was having people eat on a so-called, you know, health transformation retreat. And just to let everyone know that my style of eating, low impact, is particularly high in fat.
Particularly high in fat.
And so is it, you know, there's a lot of ironic stuff that happened in your life and even your husband's life as a result. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. The first thing that that I experienced when I first ate at your program was when Laura gave me the yogurt. And that was the best tasting thing I ever had in my life was that
Greek yogurt, full fat that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Over the week that I was there, the things that I experienced in terms of feeling good about what I was eating, feeling satiated, and after those first couple days, the first time in my whole life that I was ever calm, and without realizing it. You know, many of us don't realize that we need to change our diet because we don't think we have any complaints. But then when you make a change, you do find, oh, this is improving and this is improving. And by the time I went home that first time, I never went back. The cravings for alcohol went away, and also all those cravings for bread.
You were really into sandwiches.
I was a sandwichaholic, and I still have an incredible sweet tooth. But, again, that's easy to navigate, and I know we want to talk about the holidays and those kinds of things, too.
So how is that going to change? In other words, when you would go into the holidays before, and you had, have shared with, I don't know if you were on this show before, but I do teleseminars. Everyone to learn about these free teleseminars, you can go to thekatjamesshow.com. And Kathy just shared on a recent one about the fact that she was drinking more alcohol than she really realized, and she and her husband, and when they started to adopt this program, she wouldn't have believed it, but that the craving went away, and that's one of the hugest factors of gaining resensitivity to leptin is that the hunger shuts off and people have, they're almost blown away.
Well,
by how biochemical it is. Was that something that was a surprise to you?
Very much. And one of the other things that was very surprising was the level of satiety from the smaller quantities of food.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, now we get up and eat breakfast first thing in the morning now, and it just carries us so far. It carries us so far into the day. And the biggest difference for me eating this way than eating before is the food. It has that increased level of satiety, but also when it wears off, it wears off. So we always have to be ready to eat. There mm-hmm. always has to be something ready that we can nibble at or pick at. And so much of my eating style has actually come home to me because I'm a nibbler. And by the time I finish cooking dinner, I'm not hungry anymore because I nibble. Well, there's nothing wrong with that when you cook like this.
Right.
And if I don't feel like eating a whole plate, it doesn't matter. So I eat when I want to eat now. Sometimes it's sitting down to a meal, but sometimes it's just I'm staying satisfied all day long, so I might just go right by something.
Yep. And I just want to interject a little more science there, too, is that when the cells resensitize to leptin, and I know that you felt that happen during the program, most people feel it on day 3 or 4, that what happens is the body, and you were talking about, you know, when you're hungry, you're hungry. What most people live in is, believe it or not, as, and you know this, a state of famine, a perceived famine by the brain. Because when the cells aren't sensitive to insulin and leptin, and again, I learned this from Dr. Ron Rosedale, author of The Rosedale Diet, whom I met after my book came out. Oh, and I'm going to just take a break here. I hear the music, and I'm going to finish that thought when we come back. It's the Kat James Show. We're talking about transforming your kitchen, transforming your health. We'll be right back.
If you're all stuffed up, try our nasal steroid.
Side effects include temporary burning, stinging, nasal dryness, sneezing, and addiction.
Oh, well, then buy our antihistamine.
Side effects include dry mouth, nose, eyes, sleepiness, difficulty concentrating, confusion, constipation, diarrhea, poor coordination, and heart rate changes.
Try a decongestant.
Side effects include nervousness, sleep problems, increased blood pressure, headaches, nausea, and respiratory infection.
Isn't there any nasal spray that's good for you?
Clear. Clear what? No, Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear saline nasal spray. Contains the all-natural ingredient xylitol, which moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages and cuts down on the formation of those dry, crusty mucus particles. All-natural means no side effects. Clear nasal spray not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, bacteria, and other airborne contaminants, making your nasal passageways all clear. Just one spray in each nostril twice a day, that's it. And because it's all natural, it's 100% safe for children and the perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right.
Clear nasal spray with xylitol at most natural products retailers and select pharmacies nationwide. You can visit clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, to find a retailer near you.
Is your body missing something? Our bodies know when we're not getting enough omega-3s from our diet. And if you're missing out on omega-3s, you're probably also missing out on things like better moods, more comfortable joints, healthier skin, and much more. Thousands of studies now show the multitasking health benefits of omega-3s for everything from heart, brain, joint, and metabolic health to improving immunity and the body's response to stress. Studies also show that the best source of omega-3s is a fish oil supplement. I'm Kat James, and for me, everything changed when I started taking fish oil. I'm a true believer in the power of fish oil and in the purity and environmental dedication of Nordic Naturals. Their patented processing technology ensures industry-leading purity and freshness and a clean, fruity taste. Get the omega-3s you're missing with Nordic Naturals' complete line of award-winning fish oils for adults, children, and pets. Learn more at NordicNaturals.com.
Your well-being is key to your beauty and vitality, but there's no well-being without your immune health. Did you know that much of our immunity comes from our digestive tract? I'm Kat James, and I learned personally how recovering digestive health can bring back your well-being. How do you do that? With probiotics, the good bacteria that fight off the bad ones that make us more vulnerable to colds and flu. I keep my own immunity humming in these challenging times with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's unique formula protects our immune system so we're less likely to get sick. It'll boost your body's defenses naturally. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules need no refrigeration, so I can take them while I travel when my immune system really needs a boost. Find them at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores or online at probiotics12.com. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Welcome back to the Kat James Show, everyone. We're getting warmed up for the holidays, really by warming up your kitchen wisdom. And I'm calling these two shows that we're doing. This is the second part of my Transform Your Kitchen, Transform Your Health series. And this is a focus on applying my low-impact food principles to your holiday. And you may or may not be familiar with them. Many of you listeners have heard me talk about total transformation and feature a lot of attendees of this five-day very transforming program that has been featured in magazines like Total Health Magazine, Better Nutrition Magazine, Grand Magazine, and others. And it is a program based on my book, The Truth About Beauty. Total Transformation has been conducted all over the world in places like Tuscany and Maui and the Caribbean, and most recently in the mountains of near Asheville, North Carolina. And so what we're doing is talking with some attendees as the holidays approaches, but we're talking with some people that have undergone some pretty dramatic changes, and a lot of that having to do with their biochemistry. Now, just before the break, I was going to talk a little about insulin, which many of you know about, but also a related hormone, I won't say similar, called leptin, and it is a hormone that governs largely our appetite. And I, again, learned this from Dr. Ron Rosedale after the first edition of my book came out. And so what I was able to learn from him is that if you don't have sensitivity to leptin and everyone or insulin, and all of you who are listening who are insulin resistant or diabetic or pre-diabetic, or those of you who have a lot of weight gain or food cravings or who skip meals and are dreading the temptation of the holidays and used to, you know, that tug of war between self-deprivation and self-sabotage, all of you would be interested in this other lesser-known hormone called leptin, which dominates appetite and which also, if the cells are not sensitive to it, and they aren't if they're not also sensitive to insulin, will leave you in a state of feeling that you're in a famine. And that means that literally the signals from the brain are to gorge on food and to reserve your energy. In other words, forget about working out, or if you do, it's a monumental task to get yourself to do it. And this is all biochemical. Very few people know that it takes only a few days to reverse this. I have on with me, and she was with me in the last segment, Kathy Strong, very gifted photographer who photographed part of the program Total Transformation that I do, the makeover photo shoot, but also took part in it and undertook this low-impact eating approach and was beginning to tell us also about the physical changes and also what she's going to be doing for the holidays. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What I wanted to do is, I know that you just shared with us how shocking, really, it was to suddenly not crave alcohol, which is something that you were having a little more of than you really wanted to, and find yourself not craving it at all. And the physical changes, I know that, and with not a whole lot of weight to lose, that you really had a lot of things happen with your skin, with extra weight, with inflammation, with even your spider veins. If you can talk a little about that, and then tell us some of your secrets for navigating the holidays, that would be great.
Yes, I had personally fought with weight loss and never had any success, but I wasn't, the highest that I ever got was up to like a size 14 when I'm normally a size 8 or 10. But after I did your program, within 2 weeks, this additional, I had dropped those two dress sizes. It was unbelievable. Back to my college weight, and I really believe it was because of the leptin situation.
And it's all amidst eating more fat than you could imagine.
Eating more fat than I could ever possibly imagine, and eliminating the sugar of all kind, as you say, anything that has a glycemic impact, the corn, the melons, et cetera.
Yep.
And so the weight fell off. All the puffiness went away. My face was slender for the first time since the early 80s. Just really didn't even look like myself anymore. And again, like we said, the cravings going away, the beginning to eat properly, it's just been amazing. The whole ecology of my mouth changed. I didn't even realize it. One time I got up in the morning and forgot to brush my teeth. There's no such thing as bad breath. There's no such thing as gas. The changes are just amazing. It was about 7 or 8 months into the program when I was shaving my legs one day and noticed that my spider veins were gone. And I don't know if it makes any difference or not. I'm 47 years old. It just seems like I'm getting younger and younger. And I didn't think of your program as being an anti-aging type of situation. You know, you're going towards health, but you're not necessarily thinking, oh, God, I'm going to look younger.
Yeah.
But, it's fun to get hit on by the 30-year-olds.
And this is cellular level transformation. It's just not even in the same breath could you talk about calorie restriction or mere weight loss. And you know I'm involved in with my articles in Better Nutrition magazine, which people can pick up in their independent health food stores, this contest called The Biggest Gainers. And it is my answer to this concept of, you know, losing, just going for weight loss and calorie restriction and self-denial. It is really making the point that nutrient indulgence and giving yourself more nutrients is much more powerful, and gaining health is more powerful and will normalize your weight more permanently and effectively than restriction. And you can't have these kinds of changes, the spider veins, literally the firming of your skin, which is due to the anti-glycation effect of not at all spiking blood sugar. And believe me, most of what I call the close but no cigar diets do spike blood sugar. There are a lot of what are called low glycemic foods that still spike the blood sugar, and they won't allow you to regain your sensitivity to leptin and insulin. I'm definitely grateful to Dr. Ron Rosedale, after my book being out for 5 years before it was re-released, to introduce me to the science behind what I had stumbled on. But that is definitely leptin resensitization that you experienced. And I know that, you know, it seems that I should gasp at these incredible changes, but you and I both know, since you've continued to be the photographer on these programs, that this is not an unusual story. In fact, this loss of cravings and all these changes, the change in how the eyes look, how you sleep, is really more the norm. And now let's get to the kitchen, because you and your husband, Tara, have had an amazing you've gotten together with this program in the kitchen. He's had changes of his own, an athletic guy who said that his, six-pack ab definition really came after he started eating this way. He, too, was amazed about the total loss of alcohol cravings and the higher consumption of fat leading to fat loss. I don't know if you want to add to anything else he experienced, but what are you guys going to cook, and how will you navigate the holidays?
it reminds me of that picture of the inside of your refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's what the inside of our refrigerator looks like now.
Yep. Yep.
With the organic heavy cream, the organic eggs, the organic butter, all the greens.
And the spices and the herbs.
The spices and the herbs. In my kitchen remodeling, I'm getting a new herb rack. I'm so excited.
And the smart sweeteners.
All the smart sweeteners, the stevia, powdered stevia, liquid stevia, the xylitol, all of my recipes have been, all my baking recipes have been changed to accommodate using those sweeteners. And I just really, really love in my baking to blend, use half xylitol or half stevia.
Yep. And the coconut flour, of course.
The coconut flour has been wonderful, and the cookies, the brownies, the custards. Now, being self-employed, I can spend all the time in my kitchen that I want.
Yeah.
So it is easy for me to prep those things and have them ready for whenever anyone wants them. But the teas have been...
And how it tastes. Are you going to be cooking for... How does your family react? I know you have children. And how do your relatives... How do you deal with that?
I still have to make macaroni and cheese for my kids.
Uh-huh.
I justify that it has lots of butter and eggs and cheese and stuff in it. But
right.
I don't crave it. And again, the pasta used to be what I wanted.
Right.
The pasta and the bread. But the other thing, just quick little input. In addition to the weight loss and the loss of cravings, et cetera, this process brings you, one, more closely in touch with your body in general. You know when you're hungry. And then the abundant mentality of this way of eating also then, once you know that you have that in touch, you eat whatever you want whenever you want. You know, within these parameters.
And you see the things that people bring to the holiday dinner, you know?
Oh, it turns me off so bad when I see those Jell-O things and those...
Yep. The store-bought pies.
Yep. It really does, especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
When I look at the sugar cookies on the platters with all the artificial colors and the icings and the little pedophores and stuff, there's no attraction, none whatsoever. And I know nobody would ever believe it until they go through those initial 5 or 6 days. And I forgot to mention about that flattening of the stomach.
Yeah.
I would have never believed that.
That's the fermentation that's gone. I'm going to do something, Kathy, I think you'll appreciate. In about 1 minute, I'm going to try to share our bonbon recipe, because I promise listeners recipes. So get this, everyone, and you can get this. You can find out how to get this. Just ask me for this recipe by going to thecatjamesshow.com and just becoming a member of my newsletter. You want to melt chocolate with healthy sweetener, like a vanilla stevia. I use a debittered one from New Naturals. You just melt the chocolate, stir up some almond butter with some whey powder and some salva, freeze it, make balls of it, dip it in the chocolate, put it in the freezer. How was that for doing that before the break? This is the Kat James Show, and we'll be right back with more holiday transformation.